The Eddie B. Sit Edition, an audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Chulin. Masechet Chulin has been dedicated by our good friend, Mr. Joey Jamal, and his wife, in honor of their son's Jack engagement to Shirley Sutton. Bazat Hashem, she get married, B'sha'at Tova Umuslachat, and Zechut Abdelimud, that we are going to have for the next several months in Masechet Chulin. They should enjoy a lot of nachat, shalom bayit, peace, prosperity, and all the berachot. Amen. Daf Sadi Bet. Today's daf is being studied in the Shul of Rambam Ben Esther Moshe Ben Nuna. Ruach Hashem Tehillim Begin Eden. Amen. Begin today's daf. Sadi Aleph Amud Bet. We are 13 lines from when they get wide, before they get wide. Vayomer, this is by Yaakov Avinu fighting with the angel. Vayomer shalicheni ki ala shahar. The angel tells Yaakov, let me go. Ala shahar, it's the morning. Amar lo. So he told him, Yaakov Avinu tells him, what are you rushing so far? Where are you going early in the morning? Ganav ata. Okov yustos ata. Shemit yarem in a shahar. Were you a thief? The thieves are scared of the morning. Because they get caught. What are you, a thief of some sort? That you're scared that you might get caught by the authorities? So he says, Amar lo malachani, I'm an angel. Umiyom shenibreti, from the time that I was created, lo igiya azmani lomar shira ad akshav. It hasn't been yet my chance to sing the shira in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, except now. Now's my chance. He was in the choir. He was up today to sing. סייר לאל רב חננאל אמר רב דאמר רב חננאל אמר רב שלוש כיתות של מלאכי השרת אומרות שירה בכל יום. There's three groups of angels that sing שירה in front of הקדוש ברוך הוא every day. אחת אומרת קדוש ואחת אומרת קדוש ואחת אומרת קדוש השם סבאות. First group says the word קדוש, next one קדוש, third one קדוש השם סבאות. מתי וגמרא says a question on this. Habibin Yisrael lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu yotem b'malachei asharet. God loves the Jewish people even more than the malachim. She Yisrael omrim shira bechol sha'a. First of all, the Jewish people, they say the shira all day, anytime. U'malachei asharet en omrim shira ela pa'am achad bayom. The angels, they only sing the songs in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu once a day. Ve'amri la pa'am achad b'shabbat. And some say an angel gets only once a week. Ve'amri la pa'am achad b'chodesh. Some say once a month. Ve'amri la pa'am achad b'shana. Some say once a year. Ve'amri la pa'am achad b'shavua. Once every 7 years. Ve'amri la pa'am achad b'yovel. Some say each angel only gets once every 50 years. Ve'amri la pa'am achad b'olam. So you see how rare it is for a malach to have the zechut to praise a Kadosh Baruch Hu in song. And we do it every day. Every day we say Kadosh Kadosh, a few times. Not only that, Yisrael mazkirim et Hashem achar shtei tevot. We are able to mention a Kadosh Baruch Hu's name already after two words. Shneimar Shema Yisrael Hashem. After two words already we say Hashem's name. U'malachei asharet en mazkirim et Hashem ela lachar gimel tevot. But the malachim, they cannot say Hashem's holy name only to let the three words, kedektiv, kadosh, 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 three words, then, Hashem Sevaot. Ve'en malachei asheret omrim shira lemala, ad sheyomru Yisrael lemata. And they cannot sing the song of kadosh, kadosh, kadosh upstairs, until Am Yisrael praises HaKadosh Baruch Hu downstairs, on the Shmosh Ne'emar, Beron Yachad Koch Beboker. It says, Beron Yachad, Koch beboker, vayariu kol bnei Elohim. That the beron yachad, they have to sing together. That means they have to wait for us in order to sing. Koch beboker, who's koch beboker? The morning star, as she says, is Am Yisrael. Yisrael mishulim lekochavim. Oh, so what do you see over here? But we have a question. The question is, you told me that the third group of angels says kadosh Hashem sevakot. But I thought you said that they don't mention God's name only till after three words. The first group says Kadosh. The second group says Kadosh. The third group says Kadosh Hashem. So Gemara says, First of all, Zvirun Yaakov Meboke, that's the Jewish people. That's the Hadar Vayere Ukul Ben Elohim. That's the angel. Ela, we have to change it. Ahat Omeret Kadosh. Ahat Omeret Kadosh Kadosh. Ahat Omeret Kadosh Kadosh Kadosh. Hashem Sevaot. So we answer Kadosh. Next one, Kadosh Kadosh. Come on, adding one. The third one says Kadosh Kadosh Kadosh. Hashem Sevaot. Ika Da. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Vaika Baruch. What does it say? Baruch Kevod Hashem Mekomo. That's two words. So what are you telling me that they only say Hashem? They have the three words. They say Baruch Kevod Adonai Mekomo. That's two words. Baruch Kevod. They say Hashem's name. Was no Ofanim Hu Da'amri. That's a different level angel that says that. The Ofanim V'Harut Hakodesh. That's a higher level. Malachim cannot say Hashem's name only till after three words. But the Ofanim, that's a high level angel. They can say it even after to Ibait Ema and have a different answer. Kevan it yehiv l'shuta it yehiv. Once they given permission for the malachim to mention Hashem's name after three tivot, it yehiv. Then they're able to praise the Baruch Hu even after two words. Even they start with three words. Kadosh Kadosh Hashem. Once they got permission to say Hashem's name once, they get permission then to go twice. But we are able to go right away to two words. Shema Yisrael Hashem. We don't have to start with three. Okay, now the Gemara is going to quote some pesukim that is connected to Yaakov Abinu with his fight with the Malach. These pesukim are coming from the book of Hosea. Pasuk says, "Vayasar el Malach vayuchal." Literally means he wrestled the angel and he beat him. Bacha, he cried, veitanendo, he begged him. Any yodei amin na'asa sar lemi. So something says vayasar. So I don't know who won. Vayasar el Malach. I don't know if the Malach won or maybe Yaakov won. Just says vayasar el Malach. He wrestled with the Malach, but who won? Keshu omer, ki sarita im Elohim v'im anashim v'tuchal. The pasuk says ki sarita, that you wrestled with angels and you defeated them. Have omer Yaakov nasa sar la Malach. That Yaakov Abinu was victorious over the Malach. Rashi, second one, v'yasar el Malach mekrau betre asar. ויוכל, איני יודע על איזה מהם הוא אומר, ויוכל, שנצח ונשא שר עם יעקב למלאך, ואיך כמל, ויסר יעקב אל מלאך, ויוכל יעקב, ואיך כמל, ויסר אל יעקב מלאך, כלומר נשתרר לעומתו המלאך, ויוכל המלאך ונצחו. But the angel came against him to overpower him, and יעקב אבינו, ותוכל, he beat him. בכה והתחנן לו, so he cried and he begged him. Who cried? Any of them? I don't know who cried to. Kishu omer, vayomer, shalecheni. Please, let me go. That means the angel must have been crying to Yaakov Avinu. Have omer, malach bacha, to Yaakov. The pasuk is, kisarita im Elohim, de'im anashim. So the angel told Yaakov Avinu, because you have defeated Elohim, Elohim is an angel, de'im anashim, and you defeated men as well. Amar Abba, he referred to Yaakov Avinu's victory over Elohim and Anashim. That was an allusion to something. Remez Ramaz Lo Sha'atidim Shene Sarim Latzet Memenu. That there's going to be two types of Sarim, princes or authoritative figures that are going to come out of Yaakov Abinu. And who are those figures? Rosh Gola Shebebabel. That's the exilarch, the leader in Babel. Over there, there was no semicha in Bavel. The leaders were just appointed. The Nasi Shebe'eris Yisrael. And the president of Am Yisrael and Eris Yisrael, that they got semicha over there. Mikan, Ramaz Lo Galut. From here, they alluded that the Jewish people are going to go into exile, because he alluded to him that there's going to be Galut, there's going to be people in Bavel. So that she says, Sarita im Elohim. Who's the Elohim? Nasi Shveris Israel. Shesumchim him, and they claim Elohim. Like it says in the Torah, Ad Elohim Yavo Devar Shenehem. The judges in Eretz Israel, the Torah calls them Elohim. So, Skisarita, you're going to have authority of Elohim. Va'anashim. Who's the Anashim? The men without Semicha. who's the member of Tzimicha, the leaders of Babel. He alluded that there's going to be a galut. Okay, now we go to another pasuk. This is by the dreams of the butler. And Yosef HaSadiq was interpreting the dream. So what does it say he saw in the dream? Ubagefen shelosha sarigim. I saw on the vine there were three branches. Amar b'chaya bar abba, amar rab. What does this word sarigim mean? So you can break it into two words. Saregeim. Proud leaders. Elu shelosha saregeim. Saregeim is rich people that are close to the kingdom. Hayutzim Yisrael bechol dor vador. Every generation, there's three influential Jewish leaders that are close to the government. Saregeim. Pa'amim sheshnayim kan ve'had be'eretz Yisrael. Pa'amayim sheshnayim be'eretz Yisrael ve'had kan. Sometimes it's two in one. Two in Israel, one in Babel. Or two in Babel and one in Israel. Three influential, wealthy leaders that are able to come close to the government. Saregeim. Yehibu rabbanan e'inayu berabbana ukba berabbana nehemya b'nei berate derav. Who the rabbis look at for this job? This is Rabbana Ukba and Rabbana Nehemya, the grandchildren of Rav. That they got this praise. They were the rich ones that were influential to the government. Rava Amar, different interpretation. Sare, don't read it Sare Geim, read it Sare Goyim, Serigim. Three Serigim, Sare Goyim. Three leaders of the Goyim. Shemelam. Elu shelosha sare goyim. There's no three kings or leaders of the goyim. Shemelamedim zechut al Yisrael. Actually, angels. There are three angels that the goyim have in the shamayim, and those angels speak good about the Jewish people. Bechol dor vador. It's three defending angels of the goyim. Tanya Rabbi Eliezer Omer. So it says when the butler was telling the story over to Yosef, he told him Shlosha Sadigim, there's three bread, vines, and they're blossoming, and the grapes become ripened. So he explains like this: Gefen ze haolam. Gefen is right to the world. Shlosha Sadigim ze Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov. V'ikeforachat atan mitza, it budded and blossomed. Elu ha'imahot, that's referring to the mothers, the imahot. If shilu ashkenotei anavim, it produced the fruit. Who's the fruit? Elu ha'shevatim. That's an allusion to the tribes. It was an allusion to the avot, the imahot, the shevatim. Amal Rabbi Yoshua, v'chim mar'in lo le'adam, ma shehaya. What kind of prophecy is that? That's a prophecy of what happened. They don't show a person a problem. What happened there? I was in the past. Usually show a person what's going to be. Ela gefen ze Torah. Shoshan sadigim elu Moshe v'Aharon umriyam. V'kiforat alta nisa elu seredrin. Explain the Torah to the people. V'pshidu ashkelote anavim elu atzadikim shebechol dor v'ador. The dream is an allusion to the Torah and to the mefarshim of the Torah. Amar Rabban Gamliel. Angemir says, very nice derashot you said. We still need the derash of Rabbi Azara Modai that explains it the best way. He explains this pasuk of the vine all in one place. See over here, the last derash was Torah, Moshe Aharon, Sanhedrin, Sadiqim in every generation. It's all different generations he's talking about over there. Here Rabbi Azara is going to explain it all in one place. Rabbi Azara Modai said, "Omer Gefen ze Yerushalayim, Shlosha Sarigim ze Mikdash, Melech veKohen Gadol. V'ikeforachat alta nisa, it was blossoming. Elu perhei kehuna. Those are the young blossoming Kohanim, young Kohanim. Hevshilu Ashkelotei Anavim, it produced grapes. Elu Nesachim. That's referring to the Nesachim of wine that was poured on the Mizbeach. Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi Mokim la." B'matanot, it's referring to the different gifts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Kla Yisrael. Amar Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, Gefen, Zu Torah, Shlosha Sarigim, Zu Be'er, the well of Miriam, Amud Anan, the clouds of glory, Umam, and the man. V'hi Keforachat Al Tan Nisa, Elu HaBikurim. That's referring to the Bikurim is the first fruits. That's the wine. It goes in the Mizbeach. Rabir Miyam, Rabba Amar. Gefen, Elu Yisrael. The Gefen is referring to the Jewish people. The Chenu Omer, like the Pasuk says, Gefen, Mimisraim, Tasiya. The Pasuk gives the solution that the Jewish people came out of Egypt. It refers to the Jewish people as a Gefen. Simple explanation, just like you cannot graft any fruit with a grapevine, the Jewish people do not receive any intermarriages or grafting with any other nation. Shlosha Sarigim, three branches, Elu Shlosha Regalim. That's the three holidays. She Israel, Olim, Bahem, they go up to Yerushalayim. Bechol Shana Veshana. Vikeforahat, Higiyaz Menashe Yisrael, Lefrot Lerbot. That it's time already, that there's going to come a time that the Jewish people are going to flourish and multiply. V'chinu omer, ubnei Yisrael paru v'yishretzu. That was in Egypt. Atan nisa, hegi azmanam sheYisrael ligael. What? They sprinkled the blood over the walls in Egypt. It was their time to go. V'chinu omer, v'yez nitzham. That's the blood. Al begadai, v'chol malbushai, egalti. They were dirtied in blood. That's the blood when they went out of Eretz Yisrael. Hefshilu ashkelotei anavim, and then the grapes finally. Because it's a solution to wine. The wine in the pasuk is the grapes red. It's like the blood that they sprinkled on their doorposts before they came out of Egypt. And then it says hefshilu ashkelotei anavim. The grapes. What's the grapes referring to? The giyas banashem mislaim nishtot kosat tara'ila. It's the time that the Egyptians are going to drink the cup of tragedy, the cup of troubles. That's the downfall of the Egyptian Empire. The Ainu da Marava. Shlosha kosot amurot b'Misraim. It said in the dream of the son of Mashkim, three kosot. Kos, kos, kos. What's the three kosot? Lama. So it's echad sheshata bime Moshe. One is the cup of tragedy and problems that the Egyptian Empire drank in the times of Moshe. V'had sheshata bime paro necho. When Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babel, came and conquered Egypt. That was the second tragedy. And the third one, she'atida lishtot im kol ha'avdei kochavim netaz Mashiach. The Egyptian Empire is going to fall once again. No one has to be scared. There's not going to be any issues from Egypt. Gemara is telling you clearly that the third time that Egypt will fall will be Bizman HaMashiach. Stay tuned. Amar le Rabbi Abba le Rabbi Yirmiya bar Abba ki darish lehu Rabbi lanek ra'e ba'agata. When Rav was explaining these pesukim of the dream of Yosef, with the drashot, he said kevatach darish lehu. He said that he explained it like you. So again, Rabbi Abba, again, Amar Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Yirmiya bar Abba, ki darish lehu Rav. When Rav explained these pesukim, he explained just like you explained them, meaning referring to Egypt, referring to the Yisya Mitzrayim. Amar Bishvam ben Lakish, umazu, the Jewish people are compared to the grapevine. Kegefen nimshela. Why? Zimorot sheba. That's the anafim. That's what? Branches. Elu ba'ale batim. That's the ba'ale batim. That's the rich people. They do hasadim. And they support the aniyim. Just like the branches support the grapes. That's the rich ba'ale batim. They support the aniyim. Eskolot sheba. That's the clusters of grapes. That's the main part of the vine. Elu tamidei hachamim. That's the main part of Klal Yisrael. The hachamim. Alin sheba. Then you have the leaves. Worthless. Elu ame ha'aretz. That's the ame ha'aretz. He says, just like the leaves of the vine do not protect the clusters from the sun and from the wind. They're useless, basically. So to the Amei Ha'aretz, or the opposite. Just like the leaves protect the clusters from heat and from the wind, so too the Amei Ha'aretz, they work in the fields and they plant all day long. They work in the sun and they give the product to the Tamid HaChemim to eat. Just like the leaves protect the clusters, the Amei Ha'aretz work in order to support the Tamid HaChemim. Then it says, Kinukanot Sheba. What's that? Those are like the very very thin leaves or thin branches, we'll call them. How do they explain Kinukanot? Thin branches?
Tendrils.
Okay, yes, he says it's a type of thin branch, like strings, that are wrapped around the vine. Elu lekanim shebi Yisrael. Those are the empty ones in Am Yisrael. They are filled with averot. V'hainu deshalchum mitam. They sent from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. Lib'ei rachamim et kalya al alaya. Let the ashkolot, the clusters, let them pray for the leaves. Del male alaya lo mitkayma et kalya. Without the leaves, the clusters would not exist. Which means they have to pray for the Ba'alei Batim, they should make panasa, in order they should be able to support the Tamid HaChemim. So you see that this mashal, they used to say that in Bavel. Let the rabbis pray for the leaves so they can protect the can support the Tamid HaChemim. Okay, we continue. Now we go to a pasuk in Hosea. We look about Yisya Mitzrayim. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells the prophet to take a wife and to love her. So it says, Va'ekereha li b'hamisha asar kasef. He bought it with 15 silver coins, and chomer se'urim, and a certain amount of barley, and lentik se'urim. Amar Rabbi Yohanan Mishmur Mishmur Min Yohachav Yisadak, en kira illa shun mechira. Okay, kira means to mechir, to sell. Like Yaakov Abinu, it says he bought his tombstone, he bought his the grave. Shekariti. Hosea bought his wife, and he paid a lot of money. 15 coins of silver and a whole bunch of barley and things like that. Okay. I guess the Navi and his wife is a mashal to God and Klal Yisrael. So he's trying to give him a mashal in life to the relationship between Am Yisrael and the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So also, just like the prophet bought a wife, Am Yisrael, so to speak, bought us as his nation. The Kadosh Baruch Hu bought us as his nation. B'hamisha asar. He bought it for 15. When did the Kadosh Baruch Hu buy us? We took us out of Egypt. What day did he take us out of Egypt? 15th of Nisan. Zeh hamisha asar b'nisan, shebo nigalu Yisrael Mitzrayim. Kasef, silver coins, elu sadikim, v'chein hu omer, shelor hakesef lakach biyado. That's the mashal of when HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away the sadikim in the times of the first Beit HaMikdash. Homer se'urim, that's, homer is 30 se'ah, 30 se'ah of barley. Veletech se'urim, that's another 15 se'ah. So it's altogether 45 se'ah of barley. Elu 45 sadikim sha'olam mitkayim bahem. You ever hear that? The 45 sadikim? You heard about the 36 sadikim, right? There's the 30 se'ah and then there's the 15 se'ah. So I'll tell you, there's 45 sadikim, two groups. One is a group of 30 sadikim, one's a group of 15 sadikim. Different places. One's in Eretz Yisrael, one's in Bavel. Those are the 45 sadikim that the world stands on. ואיני יודע האם 30 כאן וחמישה עשר בארץ ישראל ואם 30 בארץ ישראל וחמישה עשר כאן. I don't know the breakdown. Is it 30 in Israel, 15 in חוץ לארץ, or vice versa? כשהוא אומר, ויקח 30 הכסף, זה פסוק של זכריה. That I took the 30 כסף, that's the צדיקים, והשליך אותו בית השם. אלא יוצאת, הווה אומר 30 בארץ ישראל. It says, I took the 30 coins and I brought it, I threw it in Eretz Yisrael. That must mean the 30 tzaddikim are in Eretz Yisrael. V'amishal asar kan, where he was in Bavel. Amar abaye, v'rubayu, mishtakhtay bebek kenishta, detute afta. Rov of the tzaddikim that are in Eretz Yisrael are in the special synagogue. That's where? Where's that? Tute afta? Where's that tute afta? Oh, that's where it is, under the attached chamber?
That's a low structure attached to the side of the rear of a house.
Okay, there was a shul over there? Are they hidden?
They're hidden.
Ah, they're hidden. So you don't know where they are. The humbles. You find them in the synagogue that's attached to the house. Low key. You don't know where they are. Hang out in the shul, nobody knows where it is. Okay, good. I knew the chdiv. Va'omar aleihem im tov be'enechem avu sekari ve'im lo hadalu ve'yishkelu et sekari shloshim kasef. Rabbi Yehuda amer elu shloshim sadike umot ha'olam shumot ha'olam mitkayimim aleihem. He learns that the shloshim kasef of in this pasuk is referring to the 30 sadike umot ha'olam, the 30 righteous goyim. The nations of the world rely on. Who are those 30? Hashem says to the goyim, "Havu sekari, give me back, achziru li et the tzaddikim Yisrael, that you were enjoying the tzaddikim, you were enjoying benefit from them. Shekayemti etchem b'zkutam, you were living in the zkut of the tzaddikim. So the umot ha'olam, they achen ma'azrim et otam shalashim tzaddikim, lahan mikem mitzvah Hashem et hanavi, hashlichu la yotzer." And the Avim came to see Hashem, Hashem got tov at Hashem. Can this was Hashem that came to Hashem and said, "Hashem, Shotam Tzadikim Yikbeu, let them go live in Israel." So God tells the Goyim in the Galut, "Let the Goyim, let the righteous Jews go back to Israel." Okay. So really, Tzadikim Umot Olam is not the Goyim; it's the Tzadikim that are in Galut, and that the Umot Olam are benefiting from. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, send them back to Eretz Yisrael. Ula Amar, what are these 30 coins? Elu Shiloshim Mitzvot Shekibilu Alem B'nei Noach. Well, the 30 Mitzvot of B'nei Noach accepted upon themselves. They list them over here. You want to hear the 30? Okay, Avodah Zarah. Not bringing the children into the Molech. That's another type of Avodah Zarah. Kosem, magic. Me'onen, menachayash, all that type of witchcraft stuff. V'chashev. Hover chave, doresh be'ov. Yide'oni, doresh lametim. All these things have to do with, sorcery and talking to the dead. Then you have gilu arayot. Peru urvu. Wow, homosexuality. Even just to live together with a ketubah. Grafting, neutering animals. Grafting trees, grafting animals, murder, hitting somebody, cursing Hashem, respecting the Torah, learning certain parts of the Torah that are applicable, stealing, judges, Shabbat, amazing, even Menachai, not drinking blood, Nevelot, Basar Adamet, so I kept 30 mitzvot. Ve'en kemim ela shlosha. But from the 30, they only keep 3. Ahad she'en kotvim ketuvah lezecharim. They don't even do that anymore. She says they don't write ketubot for men. Tafapi shehashudim lemishkab zechur. Oh, she says that they do that. They do homosexuality. That's the sign of the rule. They do that. Zachar letashmisham. They do designate men for their benefit. They don't go so far to write a ketubah. They don't legalize it. In those days, they didn't do it. They didn't do it. Sim Shemay Yisrael. V'achad she'en shoklin besar amet. Okay, wow. They don't sell the flesh of human flesh, human meat. V'makulin, they don't sell human meat in the marketplace. So that she's, even though they eat it, the cannibals. They eat human flesh. They just don't sell it. That little kavod. And she says, "She'en ochlim oto b'farhesya." They won't eat human flesh in public. Kol kach. V'ani shemati basar amet basar behemah shemeta me'atzma. So I want to say, an animal that died without being slaughtered, they won't sell it. What's the third thing? The Hajj mechabedim et Torah. Okay, they respect the Torah. How do they respect the Torah? Tax exempt. Tax exemptions for the rabbis. Parsonage. Oh, he says, Ahav respected the Torah. Oh, by Ahav. Because Aram, the king of Aram, said, send me your most precious item, which was the Torah. He wanted the Sefer Torah. It was a kavod to get Feriguim to have a copy of the Sefer Torah. Okay. Let's go one more piece from the Mishnah. Ve'eno noheg be'of. So what do we say? There's no gidan asher by off. Okay? Because we said it doesn't have the kaf, that spoon-like limp bone where the gidan asher runs through. It's kaf ha-yarech. So although it has a yarech, it has legs, but it doesn't have this kaf. Correct, but it doesn't have the bone that looks like a spoon, so therefore there's no din there. Ve'kachazina de'itle. Okay, it has it, the Gemara asks. It has a certain bone like that. Itle velo agil, has it, but it's not round. It's like just straight. It's not flat. It's not round like an animal. Ba'ir b'rimiyah, itle le'of ve'agil. Itle le'behema velo agil, mai. If let's say you have a bird, a chicken, that has a rounded bone. Are you going to say it's asur? Or itne le behema velo agil? Let's say you have a behema that the basar, it's where the gidin hashem is not rounded like a spoon. Mai batar dide azlinan or batar mine azlinan? Do you go after each animal individually, or do you go after the species? Do you go after each animal individually? This has the spoon like bone. It was to be asur. They say, no, that's an aberration. Really, the species doesn't have it. And therefore, it should be mutar. Gemara says, tiku. And when I leave that in a, tiku. There's a quote from the Mishnah, V'noheg b'shlil. Gid anashe applies to the shlil, that's the ubar. 9 months old, in the mother's womb. So you slaughtered the mother. So Tanakama says, doesn't matter, the Isur Gida Nasheh still applies in the offspring that's inside the mother's womb. Rabbi Yehuda said, Enor Heg Bishli, doesn't apply to the Shlil. The Helbo Mutar. The Helev is Mutar, that's the quote from the Mishnah. Sounds like the Mishnah is saying that Rabbi Yehuda is arguing on two things. The Buddha is saying, number one, the Gid HaNasheh is permissible of the Shlil, and the Halib as well. The Halbo Mutar. Amar Shmuel, the Halbo Mutar le'divrei HaKol. He says, no, when it says the Halbo Mutar, everybody agrees the Halib is Mutar. The Mahloket is by, is the Gid HaNasheh of the Shlil Mutar or not. But Halib, according to Shmuel, it's divrei HaKol. So Gemara says, "Well, Halbo Demai. Which Halev are you talking about? That you're telling me Devrei HaKol. Which Halev is that? Inimad the Shlil. If you're going to tell me, yeah, the Halev of the Shlil can be Devrei HaKol. Deham Meflag Peligibe. There's a Mahlokin on this. And a Braita, the Tanya, Noheg Bishlil. That's Isur Gidin Hashem. So it says Noheg Bishlil V'Halbo Asur. Clearly, Devrei Rabbi Meir." The Biyuda says, "Ainu reg b'shvil, b'shlil, v'chelbo mutar." Ve'amar Bil Azar, Amar Rabbi Shaya, Mahloket ben Tishpah Hai. So Mahloket when you found a 9-month-old offspring in the mother, it's Mahloket the Halev is mutar or not. Ve'alach Rabbi Meir l'shitato, the Rabbi Yehuda l'shitato, and each rabbi is going according to their shechita, because Rabbi Meir shita is that the offspring is not nitar by the mother's shechita. He held like that. We hold, like Rabbi Yehuda, that when you slaughter the mother, the offspring is nitar, because it's considered part of the mother. So each one followed the shita. Rabbi Yehuda says, since the mother, you made shechita, you don't have to make shechita on the offspring. And if everything is mutar, the chaylev is mutar, the gidrash is mutar, it's considered a piece of the mother. And Rabbi Meir says that the shechita of the mother doesn't matir the child, therefore the chaylev is asur, and the gidrash is asur, and you need to make shechita. So you see that they were arguing, ben begidrash, ben bechaylev. So Hakadosh Baruch Hu come along and say, everybody holds chaylev mutar. It's not in this case, because he...
Why does it
say 9 months? But there has to be a full term, because everybody agrees by the machlok is by even by a full term, even by a full term, that you need to make shechita on the mother. That should be meir shechita. Comes Gemara and says, oh, elas, you know what the Shemuel was talking about? Helbo de gid. He wasn't talking about gid. He was talking about the chelev that's around the gid anashe. This chelev is like a fat that's around the gid anashe. Oh, everybody knows that's mutar. That's what he was talking about over here. That's what he was talking about. But when it comes to the chelev that's around the gid anashe, the vrei kol mutar. So what do you mean? How if like peligi ba? They're arguing on that also. How do we know? Because the Tanya. Gid anashe, regarding the gid anashe, mechatet achalav bechol makom shehu, which means you have to, somebody that's coming to take out the gid anashe from the animal, making nikud, so you have to mechatet achalav, you have to scrape it out or search after it wherever it is. Sometimes the gid anashe gets swallowed into the basar, so you got to go deep into the basar in order to pull out the gid anashe, v'chotech shamno me'ikaro. You have to take away the fat of the gid anashe from its root, which means you have to go all the way into the basar, not only take the gid anashe, but you have to dig away at the chelev of the shomen, of the fat that's around the gid anashe. That's the Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Yehuda Omer, gomemo im ha-shofi. He says, no, you cut the gid anashe, and whatever fat that you see is next to it, that's enough. But you don't have to, which means the stuff that's that you see explicitly. But the stuff that's buried into the basar, you don't got to worry about that, because the bihudah holds really the shomen of the gid is permissible. You just have to take away the stuff that's visible because of marit ayin. But the stuff that's buried into the basar, you don't got to go so far. So you see what? Even the shomen of gid is a machloket. The bihudah says you got to go after the root of it. Mashmah because it's asur. And the Bihuda says, just take the stuff that's the beferush, that's evident, and that's what we've got to worry about. So the Hagid, you tell me the Virakul Mutar is by the Shomer Nagid. It's not so, even by Shomer Nagid, you have a machloket. So Gemara says, Le'olam, Helbo Degid. Really, Helbo Degid, everybody holds Mutar. Umodeshuwed, Rabbi Mi'im, Drabbanan Asur. And Hadush is, when he said the V'rakol Mutar, it was by Shomer Nagid. And now he meant the V'rakol Mutar, meant a Torah. And he held that when the Bimi'ir said, you got to go dig after it, it was only Midrabbanan. Which means, Rabbi Mi'ir that said, the Shomer is Asur, it's only Midrabbanan. So when Shemuel said the V'rakol Mutar, he meant on the Torah level. The Tanya, V'shamno Mutar, the Yisrael Kedoshim, Nagu Bo Isur. Like we learned on the Amud Rishon. That really the Shomer Agid is Mutar, but Yisrael's Kedoshim. The Jewish people, they're holy people, and therefore they were no Hegbo Isur. My love, Rabbi Meiri. Now, who must be this opinion? This must be Rabbi Meir. The Amar Mutar Mana Torah, the Asur, with Rabbanan. So therefore, you see what? That Rabbi Meir is the Shita that holds that what he said in the other Braita, to go dig after it. It's only with Rabbanan. So Gemara says, who told you it's Rabbi Meir? Mimai Dilma Rabbi Yehudahi. Maybe that shita is, maybe the shita of the Humra is Rabbi Yehuda, about Rabbi Meir, but Doraita Nami Asur. Maybe Rabbi Meir holds Doraita Asur, and maybe the shita of Rabbanan is Rabbi Yehuda. Who told you that Rabbi Meir is the Rabbanan? Maybe Rabbi Meir is the Oraita. So Gemara says, Lo Sal Kadatach. There's no way I would think that. Because I'm a Befirush Braita. The Tanya, Gid Anashe Mechatet Aharav Bechon Makom Shehu. You got to dig after it. Wherever it is, Vishamno Mutar. Clearly. And the Shomer is Mutar. Man Shamate Deit Lechatita. Who's the opinion that you have to dig after it? all the gidrish that swallowed into the basar, Rabbi Meir, Vekama, Shabno Mutar, and at the same time he said the shomer is mutar. So it must be the shomer is mutar, medeoraita. We have the other brighter that says that you have to take away the shrek kiddushin, don't eat it. So it must be that that's Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir must hold that medeoraita, it is permissible, and with the banan, it is forbidden. Which means the brayta earlier said what? You have to take away the shomer agid. And here he says there's shomer mutar. And make up your mind. You have to take it out. You don't have to take it out. And the medeoraita it's mutar. And the banan, you have to go away and take it out. So that's what Rabbi Shmuel meant. But Shmuel said the brayakol mutar shomer agid. The brayakol mutar medeoraita. And Midrabanan, the Bimir is choshesh to it, and the Biuda is not to it. The Bimir only says take away the stuff that's evident, because of Aritain, but the stuff that's deep into the basa, you don't have to worry about it. That's what he meant. Amar Bitzchak, Bar Shemuel. Okay, Amar Bitzchak, Bar Shemuel, Bar Marta, Bar Rav. To Asra Torah, the Torah said, Gidan Hashem, to Asra Torah, Ela, Kenokanot shebo. What's kenokanot? That's like the little veins that are coming out of the gid and asher, and they go, they're coming out of the meat. You want to look at the picture? Look at the picture in the beginning of Perikid and asher. There's some pictures over here that are kedai. Right, in the beginning of the chapter, we had a picture of the gid and asher. Might have given us this kenokanot. You see kenokanot? Those are like those branches that are coming out of the gid and asher. So he holds the gid itself is not a sur. The gid itself he holds is a piece of wood. That's no tam, there's no nothing on that. Torah Zakhar said a piece of wood. When the Torah said gid and asher, it means these kenokanot, these little branches that come out of the gid and asher, that's the part that's asur. The veins that come out of it, but not the actual gid itself. It's a tremendous hadush. Ula amar. Oh, so that's it. Kunakalot shebo. That's the that's asur because they're soft and they have a ta'an. But the gid itself is nothing. Ula amar. Ula says you're right. Etzhu. The gid and asher is like a piece of wood. That's the asur. That's the hadush of gid and asher. You're right, it's a piece of wood, and the Torah also said this piece of wood. Amar Abaye kevatid de'ula mistabra. It makes sense to say the halakha is like ula, that the gid itself is asur. Why? Because since we have another example to this. The Amar Rav Sheshat, Amar Rav Aset, Chutin shebehelef, that's the head of the fat of the animal is we know is asur. That's the head of the sack. Remember we learned through the picture that big sack that's covering all the inside. It's like a net. So it's all that the head of. So we said all that is going to be asur. Then it says the chutin shebehelev is going to be asur as well. What are those chutin? Like the he says the gidin. Those are like little veins that come out of the chelev. In different parts of the animal. So it says, they're going to be asur, cannot eat them, v'en hayivim alehim, but you're not hayav karet. Only asur with rabbanan, these veins of the chelev. Alma, chelev amarachmana, ve'lo chotin. Must be, that when the Torah said chelev, it's chelev, it's not the chotin. The chotin am with rabbanan. So just like when Torah says chelev, it means the head of mamash. So to hear also, hakan megid amarachmana velo kenokanot. When the Torah says gid, it means gid, not these veins that are coming out of the gid itself. Just trying to say, when the Torah says the item, it's the item. Torah said chelev, it meant chelev, not the offshoots of the chelev. When the Torah said gid and Hashem, meant the gid itself. It's drawing a parallel. When the Torah says the item, it's the item that's the isur, not the stuff that's coming out of it. Okay, so Gemara says gufa. Amar Rav Sheshat, Amar Rav Aseh, chutin shebechelev asurim. These are like the what do they call them? The strings, the threads that come out of the chelev. They are asurim. The Rabbanan we said, ve'en hayavim alehem, but you're not going to be hayav karet. Now shebekulia, what's that? The kidney. See the picture of the kidney over there? Shebekulya, I have a picture there, yeah? Shebekulya asurim. Ve'en hayavim aleihem karet. That's also asumed in Rabbanan, the strings that come out of the kidney, of the fat of the kidney. Lo ben kulya, that's the white. See inside all that white of the kidney? That's the halev that's inside the cracks of the kidney itself and goes inside. That's mahlokin. Rabbi v'rabbi haya, had asar. Some say that's mamash halev shasunam natura. Vehad shari. And one says it's okay. Rabba memartet le. Rabba used to root it out. Used to take it out. Rabbi Yochanan memartet le. Also would go root it out. He would just cut the halif that's on the kulya, and even though there was halif inside of it, he would eat it. So it's about look at it. Is the halif that's inside the kulya, that white stuff inside the kulya itself, is it permissible or not? Amar Abaye, kivate de Rabbi Aseh mistabra. It's mistabed that halif is mutar like Rabbi Aseh. Why? Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rabbi Huda, Amar Shmuel, halif. That's the halim of the inside of the, it's called halim ashelah kesalim. Kesalim is the you have that piece picture over there, halim kesalim. That's the halim that covers all the inside, the innards. They call it halim kesalim. That's the halim that covers the inner organs. So the had mehalavim asurim ba'achilam natura wa halim ashelah kesalim. הקסלים הם שלוש שכבות בשר וחלבים ביניהם המקיפים את חלל הבטן, covers the stomach. בשני סטייה בהמה אחורה, I'm fine. Anyway, it says, חלב שהבשר חופה אותו מותר. So when it says, the חלב הקסלים that's forbidden, שהבשר חופה אותו מותר. If there's בשר over the חלב, the meat that's on top of the חלב הקסלים, is permissible. Alma she'ala kesalim amar rahmana, which is when it said the chalev that's on the kesalim, it meant only the chalev that's on the kesalim. That's asur velo shebetoch kesalim, but not in the meat itself. It seems could be there's some chalev, but it only meant the chalev that's on top of the stomach, but not the chalev that's inside of it. So too, hachaname she'ala kaliyot amar rahmana velo shebetoch kaliyot. He's basically saying the same thing that we said before. Only the halif that's on top and not the halif that is within. Yes, take it to another level. Torah says, Ala kesalim means the halif that's on top of the kesalim. There's the kesalim, the inner, the stomach, all that stuff, halif on top. But not the halif that is inside, nibla. Same thing over here when it says the kilayot, halif sha'ala kilayot, it means the halif that's on top of the kilayot, not the halif that is inside the kilayot. The same derasha. Gufa! Amar bi abba amar rav Yehuda amar shu halef shabasar chofe oto mutar. The halef that the basar is on top of it, shabasar chofe oto, that's covering it, so it means the halef is inside the basar, it's mutar. Ini contradiction. Amar bi abba amar Yehuda amar shuel hay tarba detute matne asir. This halef that is under the, what do you call them? The thighs, the loins of the animal is asur ba'achila. Now, it seems that the loins of the animal are covering the basar, and this fat is inside. And you're telling me it's asur, but you just told me that the stuff that's inside the meat is permissible. So make up your mind. So comes the Gemara and says, Gemara says, Amar Abaye, Abaye says, Behema, Behaya. Which means the animal when it's alive, so when it's walking, the limbs are moving. And sometimes they separate from each other. And what happens, the halev is revealed. That is revealed sometimes, the way the animal walks. So the limbs move, and therefore that halev is able to be revealed somehow. Therefore that's considered a halev that's revealed. Even though Bishat Mita, you're right, the halif is underneath the loins, but when it's walking, that halif can be revealed when the limbs of the animal move, and therefore we're going to say that that's considered revealed halif, and therefore it's going to be a problem. The Amar Rabbi Yohanan, Ana lav tabaha ana, v'lav bar tabaha ana. He said, I'm not a butcher and I'm not the son of a butcher. And therefore, I don't know which chaylev is considered mechuse and which chaylev is considered megule. That's not my forte. I don't know which is the chaylev that's mutar and the chaylev that's asur. Unhirna. But I remember the Achi Avu Amre b'midrasha. I remember what they said in the yeshiva. Behema behayeh paruke miparka. That when the animal's alive, its limbs move, and therefore, even though the chaylev now looks like it's covered, when the animal was walking, the animal, the chaylev is revealed, therefore that chaylev is going to be forbidden. Baruch Adonai Le'olam.